Pato, a 19-year-old silverback gorilla, walked using his arms and legs toward an infant gorilla, Makabiri. Pato sat beside her and ran his long fingers through her fur. He was looking for insects or other things caught in her shiny black coat. He made a low hum. "Not every silverback will do that. We'll pay attention to the infants," says biologist Jean-Paul Hirwa. "That shows his personality. Pato is one chill silverback." Hirwa made the comment in the forests of Rwanda's Volcanoes National Park while speaking to reporters from the Associated Press. He works for the Diane Fossey Gorilla Fund, a conservation nonprofit group. Fossey, who died in 1985, would likely be surprised that there are any mountain gorillas left at all. Alarmed by rising rates of poaching and deforestation in Central Africa, she predicted the animals could disappear by 2000. Instead, a conservation campaign has given a second chance to these great apes, which share about 98% of their DNA with humans.
Last fall, the Switzerland-based International Union for Conservation of Nature changed the threat level of mountain gorillas from critically endangered to endangered. It would not have happened without efforts that some biologists call extreme conservation. Extreme conservation involves monitoring every single gorilla in the rainforest and sometimes giving them veterinary care to clean infected wounds, for example. It also involves paying for forest protection by sending money into communities that might otherwise want to turn the forests into croplands. The number of mountain gorillas has risen from 680 a decade ago to just over 1,000 today. Their population is split between two areas, including volcanoes within Congo, Uganda, and Rwanda. The population of mountain gorillas is still vulnerable, says George Schaller, a biologist and gorilla expert. But their numbers are now growing, and that's remarkable.
Back in the forests of Volcanoes National Park, Hirwa noticed a wound on Pato's chest. Most likely, he guessed, Pato had been struggling with the family's second silverback for control of the group. Later, Hirwa reported the wound to the park chief and workers at Gorilla Doctors, a non-governmental group whose veterinarians work in the forest. The animal doctors watch for wounds and signs of lung infections, but they do not intervene often. When they do, for example, by giving a gorilla antibiotic drugs, they almost never remove the animals from the mountain. Reuniting gorillas can be difficult. "Our hospital is the forest," says Jean-Bosco Noelli, a veterinarian with Gorilla Doctors. When his team goes into the field for a gorilla emergency, they must carry everything they might need in equipment bags weighing up to 100 pounds, including portable X-ray machines.
Today, highly regulated groups hike in the Rwandan rainforest to see the gorillas. Within Volcanoes National Park, groups are limited to 8 people at a time, with only an hour spent watching gorillas. The groups cannot carry food or even water bottles near the animals. The reason? A silverback could take the objects and perhaps be exposed to germs. Guides tell visitors not to hold eye contact with the gorillas for too long. And if a gorilla acts aggressively, which is rare, visitors are supposed to look down and bend their knees. Hirwa calls this the submissive pose. The number of tourists each day is limited, and the price is high, $1,500 per visit. With tourism, the tension is always not to over-exploit, says Dirk Beiler. He is Great Ape Conservation Director at the nonprofit Global Wildlife Conservation. The group is not involved in the Rwanda Gorilla Project. Beiler said, in Rwanda, so far they're careful, and it's working.
In 2005, the Rwandan government adopted a plan to take 5% of tourism income from Volcanoes National Park. It used the money to help surrounding villages. 2 years ago, that number increased to 10%. So far, about $2 million has gone into paying for village projects, Chief Park Warden Prosper Uwengeli says. Every year, we meet with the communities, he says. We have to give back. I'm John Russell.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.